Jackson, and
Morton. My family calls me Shayla.
That's for you, Turner.
With the intentionality.
Much, but that.
No, if I can say.
Oh. When you have your way, something has to break. Something has.
Our class of 2025 a hand on this graduation service, class of 2025. Praise God. We are so excited that each and every one of you came out to honor and to celebrate our graduates. If you are a family member and you have not ever maybe walked through these doors, we are so glad that you are here. If it's your 100th time here and you are a seasoned, super sanctified saint, we are so glad that you are here too. It is going to be a great time to celebrate, and we're going to move into worship, and let's just have a great time. Actually, yeah, we're going to, if the ushers could come, we're going to take our tithe and our offering first and foremost. Service. Our usher's going to take our tithe and our offering, and let's move into a celebration in Jesus' name. Father, thank you so much for these people. God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for the life that we have been blessed with. I pray that you bless what is given, that you bless the giver, and bless these graduates, these seniors, and have your way in this service today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Trust him.
Midnight and having each individual speech, that we are going to in a way give an entire, and you can go ahead and have a seat, a speech, but having a few students be the spokesman of the senior class of each individual, maybe parts of the church. And we're going to have a few of these graduates come up, and they're going to be the representative, be the spokesperson for that particular category. We'll have two, and then we'll have a video that will play, and then we'll have two more. And then we will close out this service, and we will go immediately across the bridge to the R.L. Meyer Center. And I always point here, like it's this way. If you follow my hands and keep walking, that's on you. But you will find it across the bridge. You'll be a Burger King, I think, if you go that way. And we will celebrate. You will see their tables decorated. It is incredible to see. The tables look phenomenal. But to thank every family member that came and helped, all the people that came in, and it's something to see. Make your way over there. It's going to be awesome. And so we're going to have introducing with our first speaker. Somewhere, there he is, Mr. Jackson Hoskins. However you want to get here.
I'm going to be speaking about the church body upon the youth group. And first, I want to thank my childhood pastor, Pastor Meyer and Sister Meyer. Growing up with them as my pastors, or Brother Meyer is my pastor and Sister Meyer, it has just made this place feel so warm and comforting, and I cannot thank them enough. And without them, I wouldn't be who I am today, and I have grown so much because of them. And then I'd like to thank the praise team and everyone on it. And if there's one thing the praise team has taught me, it is that they are not scared to show their faith. They are not afraid to express their faith on stage. And it's taught me that I need to be confident in my faith and be bold And no matter where I'm at, what it is, I can express my faith and not be scared about it. Next, I'd like to thank my Sunday school teachers for teaching me about the Bible at a young age and key components of the gospel and about Jesus and all the other things. And I'd like to thank my grandma, I call her Lolly, because of her class, and I always know she had the best snacks. Where's she at? There she is. She had the best snacks, and she was my favorite class. And then I'd like to thank Stephen and Callan for the middle school class and the high school class. That was when I first met Stephen, and he came up to me, and he's like, hey, man, I like your hair, and I had really long hair. It's probably down on my shoulders. And he showed me a picture of him with long hair, and he was like, I had long hair, too. I was like, this guy's cool. So we've been friends ever since. So I've really appreciated them through those classes. It's always been a blast. And last, I'd like to thank the whole church, everybody that's been a part of, and everybody that's been here. Everybody has been so nice to me and so welcoming. It's just made this place feel like home. And everybody that has talked to me, grown a relationship with me, I can't thank them enough because of what they've done and what has been built here. And I would just appreciate everybody from the church and what y'all have done for me. So, thank you.
Dang, there's a lot of people up here. I don't know if my phone would unlock. All right. Hi, my name's Emma, as most of y'all probably know. I have been asked to speak about our families. So I know most of everyone has someone who has made a huge impact in raising and caring for us throughout our childhood and have raised us to be who we are today. My parents sure have, with their overflowing love and endless patience, which they definitely needed because I have the attention span of a goldfish. Our siblings, man, our siblings are amazing. Even though they aren't always patient or nice or caring, and they don't really share their They're kind of mean sometimes. Wait, are they amazing? Well, sure. Because despite those negatives, they are our number one fans. They are always at our games, at home silently cheering, and they are always there loving us. My brother and sister are the best in the world. And if you disagree, you can meet me in the parking lot. They're always there when I need a hug. And or want to hang out. So in the end, I say siblings are pretty great and have made our growing up much more fun. I know I said that our siblings were our number one fans, but let's be honest, that award goes to our grandparents. Always at games and providing some extra cash when needed or bringing us McDonald's when we need a pick-me-up. Grandparents are always there when we need them. Whether it be needing an escape from your house because you want to avoid chores or because you want to go around town going on errands, hoping you get a toy from the store or some McDonald's, I'm so thankful for my grandparents and what they have done for me. Aunts, uncles, and cousins, oh my, they come in varying quantities. They are there to make summers extra fun and to have sleepovers on the weekends after school. They make they make holidays fun when we play board games and get mad at each other, and little cousins, uncles, and aunts to make you feel like you're the most special person when they give you amazing gifts at your grad party. They are always there to cheer you up and help you around. Thank y'all. On behalf of the senior class, thank you for all the love and support you have shown us in our lives, and we love you so much.
My name is Jackson, and I go to North Lamar High School. I plan on attending PJC for a year, getting my basics done, and then moving on to Texas A&M Commerce.
My name is Kaylee Chivers, and I go to North Lamar High School. I plan to go to UT, hook 'em, and then hopefully, God willing, I'll go to a medical school and become a cardiothoracic surgeon.
My name is Kylie Crawford, and I go to North Lamar High School. After high school, I'm attending McMurray University to major in interdisciplinary studies with the intent of teacher certification.
My name is Braden, aka Burt Reynolds, and I go to North Lamar High School. So, after high school, I'm going to McMurray in Abilene to go to college and to play football and pursue a 4-year degree in pre-physical therapy.
My name is Hannah Newberry, and I attend Paris High School. My plans for after high school are to attend Baylor University to get my bachelor's degree majoring in biology, and then to eventually attend a master's PA program to become a physician's assistant specializing in pediatric care.
My name is Emma Shea Morton. My family calls me Shayla, and I go to Prairie Land High School. I plan to attend Tyler Junior College. Hopefully I gotta get in first, and become an occupational therapy assistant.
My name is J.C. Micho, and I attend Chisholm High School. I plan to go to Collin County College and major in psychology and minor in forensic science.
My name is Lainey Colden, and I go to North Lamar. My plans for after high school is I'm going to University of Arkansas, and I'm majoring in animal science.
My name is Maya, and I am homeschooled. After graduation, I plan on going to college after about a year of saving up money, and I will be taking a veterinarian course.
My name is Caleb Eccles, and I go to Paris High School. I plan on attending the University of Texas in Austin, go Longhorns, and right now my major is civic leadership, and I plan to take down a pre-law course and then go pursue law school after and hopefully become a lawyer.
I moved from Houston, and I was just not a very good person in Houston. And then I eventually ran into Stevie, and, you know, she's just an angel. And she was like, yeah, Wild Western Wednesday, you know, come on, girl. And I was like, okay, Wild Western Wednesday. And we got all dressed up, and we went to Wild Western Wednesday. And I will never forget, pretty tall guy came over, introduced himself. Hi, my name's Brother Steven. Nice to meet you. First thing when I entered the door, and ever since then, you know, I just started coming to Wednesdays. I started getting plugged into U-Turn. I started coming to Sundays. I got invited to sing on the youth praise team and the actual praise team. Started going to camps. I got the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord. I got baptized in Jesus' name, the only name by which we must be saved. And from there, it was crazy. I joined Magnify. Started getting invited to join at conferences. I, as I mentioned earlier, taught my first lesson. So yeah, U-Turn is awesome. I couldn't ask for a better youth group.
I was at rehearsal one day for Once Upon a Mattress. Stevie Hoskins was like, hey, do you want to come to church? And I was like, I can't, like, I don't have a ride or whatever. She's like, okay. And then, you know, the seasons progressed and I was doing another show, Moon Over Buffalo, and I was going through a hard time in my life, and I expressed that to Richard, and he told Stevie, and then she had a conversation with me, and she was like, hey, why don't you just come to church? Just come and pray about it. And then I did. By the time I entered my sophomore year, I was coming all the time, and I just really found a place, and I felt loved, and I felt like I belonged, and I felt like the presence of the Lord was here.
Since birth, my mom and dad, they love each other, and so now I'm here.
In September of my junior year, I had left my previous church's youth group and was texting around, you know, just different people to see where they went to church at, and ended up texting Lainey, and she told me, hey, I go to UPC on Wednesday nights for U-Turn youth group. And, you know, she gave me the names of people who came here, and they were people that I knew, which I didn't even know this church existed until the moment where she invited me.
I started coming to this church with my family when I was little, and I grew up in the children's church program, learning with all the children's church leaders, with my sisters and my cousins.
I was invited by a friend, one of my neighbors, and I came to a Wednesday night service, and then I started coming from there.
Well, we moved here about 2 years ago, and we decided to give this church a try, so we decided to stick around.
I got invited to this church my freshman year during musical season by Stevie Hoskins, and I've been here ever since.
It has taught me that being a true Christian is not just showing up on a Sunday. Being a true Christian is living the Word of God throughout your whole entire life, Monday through Sunday.
Basically, if you cannot serve, you shouldn't be behind a pulpit. I think that's one thing I've taken a lot, just a heart of servitude, and that you don't have to know what your future is going to be because God has it in his hands.
How to seek the Lord in everything that I do. Sometimes being a true Christian is following the Holy Spirit over what other people tell you. I learned how to live my life with love, not even just like for other people, but with the intentionality that my life is valuable and that I am loved and that God loves me.
This church has taught me how to be a man and how to know who I am and how to find my identity, and that's in God. And how to always go back to God and how to always trust in him and see him as my rock, as my cornerstone. Because without him, I'm nothing.
So the church, ever since I've started coming here about a year and a half ago, has given me a sense of confidence in the Word and in God to be able to go out and start my own Bible study with a bunch of guys, or with a bunch of young guys called Sons of Scripture, and that's just been a huge blessing in my life.
This church has taught me that everything happens for a reason. Me joining this church happened for a reason. The trials and tribulations you go through happens for a reason, so you can help other people. And this church has just taught me what a family should be like.
Hold on. Okay. You think I should say the Sterling one? Okay. Whenever my favorite memory from just the church, the youth group, is probably whenever we went to eat Whataburger after a youth night, and Sterling made up the three fry rule. You could eat three fries before you had to pray.
My favorite memory, which it wasn't at the time, was Stevie and I were on our way back from a youth rally with Mason, Asher, and Richard, and they were rapping at like the AMs of the morning, and Stevie and I were just trying to sleep, and I was so annoyed. But looking back at it now, it was such a fun memory.
My favorite memory has to be freshman year. Steven invited me to go to a Dallas Stars game with all of the youth group dudes, and it was phenomenal because during that time, before that, we had COVID, and so I hadn't been going to the youth group as much, but that was my entry point back in, and it showed me what a brotherhood was, and it showed me the people I should be surrounded by. And it gave me back my laugh, and it showed me that this is the place where I needed to be. And also, it showed me that never trust a van that your parents rode in before you when they were in the youth group, because it'll break down at 2:00 in the morning, and you will have to sleep in a hotel lobby till 4:00.
My top memory has got to be the first time I ever told a lesson to the youth, because it really just taught me how, even if I don't have the power to speak, I know that God will speak through me when the time is right.
I don't know if I can say. Probably when we were locked out of our hotel room and me and Haven were just kind of sitting outside the door, and I text Callan and she didn't answer. She was in the lobby and y'all were all just talking. And I was like, where's the key? And she was like, I thought I gave you one. And I was like, no, it didn't work.
My favorite memory of this church and youth group is when I went to NTY camp my freshman year when I was nominated for Camper of the Year. Sister Callan and Sister Kylie would do our hairs before we'd go to the services, and I just always remember that.
Turn the camera and pop. Okay. It, so.
Awesome, thank you. I am speaking over, am I like being quiet? I'm speaking over the youth, which I'm not a really emotional person, but I might be when I'm talking about this youth. I first started coming here my freshman year of high school, as I said, and it was Wild West Wednesday, and I remember coming in here and just feeling just so loved. Like, it was just like an abundance of love just uttered around us. We just got greeted, and it was one of the first times in a long time that I felt wanted somewhere, and you just don't forget that feeling. And that's just what our youth group is so good about doing is making people feel wanted. There's been many moments in these years where that each of you has shown me love, whether it be on my rock bottom or my highest. This church has just been my number one supporter. And continuing that, I've also learned that it's just like awesome to be peculiar, hashtag 1 Peter 2:9. And talking about peculiar, this is just such a peculiar youth group, which is just so awesome. And I'm gonna thank a few people, if that's okay. Stevie and Richard for obviously inviting us and just being such good people in our lives. They're just showing us so much love. And I know they're not here right now, but I know they're doing great things. To Sterling, I don't know if Sterling knows how much he's actually affected me, but he is just so awesome. One of my first memories of Sterling is on a Wednesday night service. We wanted to see who could do 10 push-ups the fastest. And I'm not going to tell you guys who won, but I think that was the first time that he realized I was a little strong. And so to that moment, to telling him bye when he was leaving for Urshan, to even crying on his shoulder at NTYC, he's always been someone who exemplifies God, or what it looks like to live for God. And I'm just forever grateful for him. He is definitely a world changer. To Brother Stephen, thank you for making such an impact. You've shown me no hatred, ever. You've always given me the best advice, and anytime I tell you something, you always just let us sit down and just like, let's pray for it. Let's pray about it. And it's just shown me so much like gratitude. You are so special to my heart, and I always admire your love for people and God. Thank you for being such an amazing role model these high school years. To Sister Callan, to the hugs, to the amazing hairstylist you are, to the fashionista, to the beautiful soul you have inside and out. Callan, you have shown me how to live for God, and I'll forever remember that because you and Stephen both have shaped me of who I am throughout high school. Thank you for walking through life with me, showing me everything is going to be okay. You live in a life that's always a glass half full, and you're so glowing. You're just glowing for God's love, and I'm just so thankful for you. And to the youth, thank you for showing me what it's like to live faithfully, for being my faithful friends that live for God beside me. You guys make everything easier, from crying together to praising, to being cranky, to knowing Caleb on the bus, to laughing, to making inside jokes, hashtag spaghetti t-shirts, to the car rides, to the Bucky stops, to the rapping at 2 a.m, to the baptisms, just everything. You guys have made the hardest transitioning years of my life easy. Thank you for being the family I needed through my happiest moments to my toughest. I remember one time I shared something specifically through a testimony, and one of our youth members asked me why I didn't share it publicly with the youth. And it's just because every single time I'm with them, I just know everything's going to be okay. Like, I just know that God's will is going to go through, and everything just happens for a reason, you know? I never doubted that meeting you guys was a mistake. Each of you individually, I love so dearly. Thank you for being my best friends I've ever had. I could go on and on about how each of you are so special to my heart. Each of you have abilities and talents that I know you're going to do great things with. I know God has a plan for each of you. I can't wait to see the awesome things you do. Each of you exemplify how to live for God, and I have so much love for you all. I'm going to miss you guys a lot. Thank you for showing me what true friends are, and just never stop being you. Thank you for all your crazy loving selves, and I'm thankful to have so many people that make saying goodbye so hard.
If you don't mind, I'm going to thank a few people because I have been waiting 18 years for this moment. And first of all, I'd like to thank the Myers. For 42 years, they have built this church. We would not be sitting in these pews without them. It would be very different if it weren't for them. And my family and my grandparents wouldn't be here. And it is so much, and they have put so much time and so much effort, so much back-breaking work for us to be here right now. And next, I'd like to thank Brother and Sister Rhodes. I'm going to cry. I'm going to lie. I don't normally cry. Brother Stephen, I love you so much. And you are truly like a brother to me. And I thank you for everything you've done, how much work you've put in, how much time you put in, how you live the godly lifestyle, and you are truly a man of God. And I thank you, and I look up to you so much, and I respect you for everything you do. And it has been such a blessing, because you know, if y'all don't know, he's been speaking a lot of things lately. And people are seeing that light and seeing what you are doing. Sister Callen, you are truly somebody to make someone humble. And that is an amazing character quality. And you can sing and play the piano like nobody's business. Not only that, but it is a beautiful demonstration of worship. And you are an amazing addition to the kingdom. And you are an amazing addition to the lives of the people in our youth group. Anna, Livy, y'all are awesome. I wouldn't have it any other way. And it has been a joy to be called your brother. And Anna, you're so stinking smart. And you're so gifted. And you are light years beyond me. And you're going to go so far and do so many great things. Livy, you are a firecracker. And you have a personality that can never be quenched. And that is so rare in somebody. And never let anybody take that away from you. God is going to use y'all. And y'all are amazing. Nana, Papa, I love y'all so much. And y'all mean so much to me. Whether that's coming to your house, whether that's us talking about God, us eating amazing food, y'all build a place for us to have fellowship. And I thank y'all. I look up to y'all so much. Mom, Dad, y'all, God has blessed me so much. For y'all to be my parents, for him to put y'all in my life, because y'all have taught me so much. How to be a man, how to be a servant, how to be kind, how to be gentle, but also know who I am and to stand on that. And that is on God. To the youth group, I'm very proud to call y'all my youth group. Y'all are so gifted. Y'all are so smart. And y'all are so in tune with God's spirit. And each and every one of y'all have so many great and amazing traits. And so, guys, it's been 12 years. 12 years to get to next week. 144 months. 108 of those months has been school. It's been routine. It's been comfort. Some changes. I've moved. Some of y'all have moved. Moved different schools. Moved different places. I was trying to find a story. And there are many stories in the Bible about leaving a known world to go into an unknown world. To leave comfort to go to a place of uncomfort. And I was thinking about which one to use and to pick. And there's one that sticks out to me because I remember it a lot from being in children's church. And that's the story of Joseph. Joseph with the coat of many colors in the Old Testament. And we know that he was very gifted. He was a farmer. He had many dreams. He had many aspirations. He had routine. He had comfort. And he was very loved by his family, by his father and by his mother. But his siblings sold him out. They did away with him. And none of us have been sold into slavery because we're past that. But with siblings, I'm sure many of us have been sold out when it's doing something they don't like or just out of pure spite. And for lack of a better phrase, telling on us. So we may be able to relate a little bit with that. But Joseph was ripped out of his life and thrown into another world like that. He went from having a routine, having comfort, having a place to call home, to an unknown world where he is on the bottom of the hierarchy. It's a new culture. It's a new place. He's never been here before, but now he has to call this his home. And he has no idea what to do. He's probably fearful. He's probably doubtful. It's safe to say that. But eventually, as we learn, he grows and he strives. And he becomes better. He becomes stronger. He becomes smarter. So eventually, he is the second in command of the whole nation of Egypt. That is us. We're about to leave routine. We're about to leave comfort. We're about to go to a place, even if we're staying here, it's not going to be the same. But by the model of Joseph, it's going to be uncomfortable. And it's going to be a little scary. But the only thing that was constant in Joseph's life in the known and unknown world was his faith in God. His faith in God took him to the bottom, took him to the very top. His faith in God made an unknown world known. Till eventually he was thriving and he was fruitful. That will be us. If we just steady the course, trust in God's holy hand. Until eventually, unlike Joseph, we won't have to be the second in command, because we'll be the first. Through God's will, through God's grace. And so, I'd like to congratulate each and every one of you. Tell you that I'm very proud that it's all going to be okay. To keep God's first, and then take what we've learned here through many years or through a few months, and y'all got it. Thank you.
For a moment, can all of our seniors stand up and face the congregation? I want you to give them a hand. I want this church to give them, graduates, I want you to see them, that they are here for you, to celebrate you and to honor you. They love you. And you can have a seat again. I wanted to, in closing out this service, I wanted just to simply talk a little bit. Share how proud, whenever I talk, I'm talking on behalf of my wife and I, but how proud we are of each and every one of you. That some of you I've known since you were a baby, Emma. I remember our families went boating out, I don't even know where I was, and she was a little bitty, and she ran kind of towards the edge of the boat, and I remember, I wasn't much older than you. How old are you right now, 18? 10 years? And, you know, ran and tried and grabbed her, you know, I didn't want her to fall off the edge of the boat, and like, she was my little buddy on that trip, and seeing a senior, you know, graduation service. But then there's some of you that maybe I've met in this past year, and whether I've known you from birth or I've met you this year, it's been such an honor to watch your journey and your walk with God grow. To watch who you were when I first met you and who you are now. It's the same body, but it's a different person. It is, you've grown, you've matured, you've become somebody that I've been so proud, always so proud to be your youth pastor. To be somebody that's associated with you guys. I had a youth pastor reach out to me one time. He said, man, it always seems like you're with your youth group, man. I don't know how you do it. I was like, well, they're awesome. It's not a sacrifice. And they're the most incredible people, most incredible, and there's no event that we can go to or anything that our youth group is not beloved by the other youth groups, by the other youth pastors. And it's been so cool because this church is this youth group is such a result of discipleship, of exactly what was demonstrated when Jesus fed the multitude, but he didn't hand out the food to the multitude, but he gave it to those close to him, and they turned and they gave what they were given to others. And there's many of us that are here in the graduating class that was not born in this church. And you were a result of somebody getting the word of God and turning and giving it to you. And you have turned and given it to others. And that is something I've been always so proud of. And I truly believe that you are going to do amazing things. Not because of your talents or your ambitions. You have tons of those already. But because the hand of God is on your lives. Tonight, or today, marks a milestone. That you are closing a chapter and you're standing at the threshold of a brand new one. And while the world would give you 1,000 different definitions of what success looks like, let me remind you what the Word of God says in Matthew 6:33, that, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." The best life you can ever live is one surrendered to Jesus Christ. The most important achievement that you can pursue is not a degree, it's not a career, but it's the calling. The calling that you have felt, that you have experienced, the calling that you have gotten a taste of here in this church. It's the kingdom. It's a daily walk with your Creator. Everything else is going to fall into place when you've put Him first. And a lot of us, I think almost all of us, are stepping into college next. And you're going to face pressure. You're going to face questions. You're going to have questions. And you're going to encounter moments where you don't feel ready. And in those moments, Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us that trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And lean not unto your own understanding. But in all of your ways, acknowledge Him. And He'll direct your path. When you're unsure of what comes next, you seek Him. When you feel overwhelmed, seek Him. When you're blessed beyond measure because you have followed the Word and He has blessed you so tremendously, still seek Him. Because nothing will anchor your life like the presence of God. I've seen the call of God on your lives. I've seen you pray with power. I've seen you worship through pain. I've watched you grow. And I've seen, and I believe it, I've only seen glimpses of what spiritual warriors you're becoming. Don't lose it. Don't trade your anointing for acceptance. Don't trade your calling for comfort. You are not like everyone else, but you are chosen. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." God has a plan for you, one that you can't even begin to imagine. Stay in the altar. Stay in the Word. Stay submitted. Let your life preach louder than your words ever could. Because you're not just the future of the church, but you are the church. And as you go into this next season of life, go with boldness. Go with purpose. Go with the Holy Ghost. And don't let go of what you found here, but carry it with you. And wherever you go, whether it's to a classroom or a dorm or an office or across the world, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I love each and every one of you. I'm always going to be your youth pastor. Scripture says that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of the days of my life. It doesn't say it, but it's in parentheses, and so will Brother Stephen and Sister Callan. We are there too. And my mom always said this before I would go somewhere. She said, "Don't shame my name. When I go do something, don't go embarrass me." And I don't even have to tell you, because I know that I'm going to be proud of what you do. I'm so excited to see where you end up, who you end up blessing, who you end up touching, what becomes of each and every one of you. Because I said it before in this, but we've only seen glimpses of what y'all are able to accomplish and what you are becoming. And what I want us to do is I want all the graduates to come forward, and I want you to gather here in this front. And I want you to face the congregation, and I want all the church to stand. I want us to say a prayer over them, over their lives. If you're their family, I want you to come up and be with them. And so you can space out if you need to make room. But this next journey is going to begin with prayer, and it's going to remain in prayer. In this church, whether you are remaining in Paris or you are moving to a different city, different state, whatever it is, this church will be praying for you. And I want every member of this church body to extend their hand toward these graduates and towards these families. And we're going to say a prayer of provision, of protection, of a vision for their life that God has for them. And a revival that started here is not going to end here, but it's going to go where God calls them. Father, thank you so much. Thank you for every memory. Thank you for every victory. Thank you for every trial that we have faced. Thank you for everything that we have gone through that has forged us together into an army of God, into a family, and into a church body. And God, I pray that these victories don't just remain here in these walls. I pray that these don't just stay as memories of things we look back on, but let them be an altar that we have built, that we can look and say, I remember what God has done before, and I know that He will continue to do. I know that He will continue to provide. I know that He will continue to order my steps. I know that if I just seek You first, I know that You will order everything. And so, God, I pray for the ministries that are going to come out of the senior class. God, I thank You for the revival that we are going to see. I thank You for the souls that are going to be saved and going to be reached because they knew that this is not just a church, but it is a kingdom. That is not just something that we did and we attended, but it is a mission that we are commissioned to carry forward. And so, God, I pray that they feel strength and they feel love, that they feel comfort, but they feel Your purpose well up inside of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. We love each and every one of you. And we're going to continue to honor you and celebrate you. And we're going to close out this service and begin to make our way across the bridge to the R.L. Myers Center. And let's view the tables. Let's celebrate. Let's honor. And let's just have a good time in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you guys for coming. And let's have a great weekend.